In Western Alaska, New Talk is in the process of leveraging federal funds to relocate the village. It's taken decades to find a solution. And in Juneau, a similar conversation is happening on a much smaller scale. A couple of homes are at risk of crumbling into a glacier-fed river. The neighborhood can't seem to agree as erosion gets worse. Who should pay for it? From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
At first glance, the neighborhood on Meanderway looks like any ordinary subdivision built in the 1980s. But there's a unique feature snaking along some of the homes' backyards.
Oh, there's more paddlers.
Hello! Welcome to Juneau.
No rain today.
For Joyce and Kirk Gehring, having the Mendenhall River right outside their door was a huge attraction. On their deck, they can see things they couldn't have imagined at their old home in Utah.
We have beavers going up and down the river almost every day. Sometimes we have harbor seals come up the river. I mean, it's a wonderland.
A wonderland that isn't as idyllic as it seems. Besides paddlers and seals, there's another sight visible from the Gehrings. Down the river, you can see a couple of homes that look dangerously close to the river's edge. The situation was alarming enough to catch the attention of a federal emergency watershed program. And for the past few years, the agency has been trying to develop a solution so the neighborhood could be placed on a priority funding list. That plan was to essentially build a large retention wall, big enough to protect 28 homes, including the Gehrings. It would cut off several feet of their beloved backyard.
So we'd have walked out our door to a fence.
Each homeowner would be responsible for paying up to $80,000 to build it. But that's not what the Gehrings say upset them the most about the plan. The vast majority of the money was to be spent from federal funds.
Just the absurdity of it all really fired us up.
Especially when you have all those people in California from the fires and the flooding and stuff,
yes.
The mudslides and all of that. That, in our opinion, is what government funds of that nature should go to.
The Gehrings say they knew the risks when they bought this property. River erosion isn't anything new. In fact, some of the homeowners who live on Meanderway built their own retention walls back in the 90s. But what they couldn't have expected was a surprise climatic event that would speed it up. 7 years ago, the Gehrings saw the river rise in a matter of hours. Water started seeping into their grass.
We were just standing there watching and going, wow, is this normal? And our neighbor over here said, no, it's not normal.
It was a huge mystery because it was July. It was sunny.
Aaron Hood is a professor of environmental science at the University of Alaska Southeast. And back in 2011, after receiving concerned calls from the city's emergency response coordinator, he boarded a helicopter to try to figure out what was going on. He flew above the Mendenhall Glacier, which feeds the river.
And you don't have to fly very far up before you see Suicide Basin. And as soon as we pulled the helicopter into the basin, you could see all these icebergs stranded. So it was very clear that it had been full of water.
That water used to be ice, flowing down from the Suicide Basin Glacier. But as that glacier retreated due to warming, it carved out a bowl.
That's why this area is flooding now, is because this basin is essentially a bathtub that can fill up with millions of gallons of water.
And that's bad news for the Meanderway neighborhood. Because once that water spills over, it flows under the Mendenhall Glacier and eventually floods into the river. It's happened every summer since 2011, with some years being worse than others. Still, Hood says this type of event could go on for decades, and it's possible the flooding itself could become more severe.
All that is sloughing off too, see where the rock is falling and the lawn starts sagging.
Nico Buss has lived on Meanderway for about 30 years, almost as long as the neighborhood has been around. Lately, he's been playing the role of community organizer, knocking on doors, trying to get everyone to reach an agreement so the neighborhood could get some kind of uniform fix for the river erosion. He says the federal plan to build a giant retention wall between the river and the homes wasn't perfect, but it was better than the alternative.
Without it, your backyard is going to be gone completely.
Buss wasn't able to drum up enough support in all 28 houses along the river. And with the neighborhood divided, the Juneau Assembly decided it didn't want to force the issue and facilitate the federal funds. Buss says his backyard isn't bad off. He's done his own work to try to secure a barrier. But when he sees the river inching closer to his neighbor's home, just a few doors down, he wonders if that's his future.
Could happen this year. If it cuts under the foundation, the house is going to go like that. for these two houses that are just right here, and then whether or not mine house goes, you know. So you will get a signal, so when you see it would happen, then hopefully you get your most valuable items out and get somewhere else.
Kurt and Joyce Gehring, the couple from before, agree with Bus that something should be done about the neighborhood erosion, but not at the expense of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. The Gehrings have considered contributing to some kind of community nonprofit, the idea being the most vulnerable homes would pitch in more. And someday, they could all fix the erosion problem together, as neighbors. But Joyce Gehring says now she's just ready to move on.
I don't care if their houses go down the river at this point. I am just done. We're responsible for this little slice of heaven, and that's what I'm concerned with right now.
But the Gehrings are looking to share their little slice of heaven with someone else. They're listing their home for sale this summer on the market. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.